So if it's like I'm not initiated still, so if we want to take initiation, but so how can we search our guru? Like
Okay.
okay.
This person is asking that they're looking for a guru, and how do we discover who is the guru? First of all, the idea to be interested in God or to feel the need for a guru or to feel the desire to look for a guru is all the mercy of Krishna. Because there are, I don't know, whatever, 5, 8, 7, or 8 billion people on this planet, and none of them have this desire, and none of them have this interest. In the Kali Yuga, 90% of the people are agnostic, Pashandis, they're atheists, or at best, I don't know, God, whatever, I don't care. Maybe God's there, maybe not. That's called agnostic. I have no interest. I'm busy. Okay, God's there. He's not there. Doesn't mean anything to me. I haven't seen him. You've seen him? So they live their life. They live and they do what they do and then they die. So since Krishna has arranged everything so far, then he will arrange to reveal who is your guru. What can you do? You can't do much. You can try to read about the qualifications of guru. What are the qualifications? What are the characteristics and attributes? And then searching, that's Krishna's sending you here, he's sending you there. And you find someone, then Krishna makes you have faith in that person. Krishna inspires you to surrender. So for one person, their guru may be a Gaudiya guru. For another person, it may be Advaitin or non-Vaishnav, or maybe some New Age guru teaching some art of you know, like whatever, some art. So this is the mercy that Krishna sends to one. Pray.
Pray to Krishna.
Pray to Krishna. Oh Krishna, please help me. And Krishna hears your prayers. His ears are everywhere. When Nanda Baba in Braj Leela, he observed a very strict ekadasi for the benefit of his son, Krishna, that he would, whatever fall he would get or fruit of that ekadasi, would go for the protection and benefit of his dear son, Krishna and Balaram. So next day it was Paran time, and he wanted to bathe, or maybe before, whatever, there was some titi consideration. So he went to the Yamuna to bathe, and then the servants of Varuna, Varuna Devata, of the water, they captured they captured Nanda Maharaj. And they took him to the kingdom, underwater kingdom of Varuna, and they locked him up over there, or they kept him there. So when all the servants and soldiers and chokidars that were looking after and guarding Nanda Baba, they were screaming, "Oh, help, help, Krishna." So Krishna was in a palace in Nandagram, and Baba, and they went somewhere in the Yamuna, far, far away, very far, several kilometers away to the Yamuna to bathe. And in the Sanskrit verse, it says that Krishna heard his father crying for help. I mean, excuse me, not his father, his father's guards and chokidars crying, "Oh, help, help, Krishna, help, help, your father's gone under the water." So it's in the Sanskrit, it says upashrutya, upashrutya, like shruti, you know, shrutis, shravanam, shruti, in Sanskrit, it means hearing, shruti. And upashrutya, upa means near. So the translation is that Krishna heard the crying and the prayers of the guards of Nanda Maharaj as if he was standing right there. Upashrutya. But he was far away. So this is one Shastric proof It shows that Krishna, no matter where we are, Krishna hears our prayers and he responds, depending on how sincere and how true and pure is our motivation and our prayers. Krishna is free to respond how he wishes. So here's an example. He's very far away, but he's hearing. So whether he's far away in Nandagram and I'm in the Yamuna, or I'm in Delhi, or Radhakund and he's in Goloka Vrindavan, Krishna hears. And there's a verse in Upanishads, and that same verse is repeated in Gita, Sarvato Panipadam Tat, Sarvato Kshi Sharomukam, Sarvatam Shruti Maloke, Sarvam Avrtitishtati, Sarvam Avrtitishtati. Sarvato Panipadam Tat, Pani means hand in Sanskrit, Kara, hot hand, Sarvato Panipadam. So everywhere are Krishna's hands and feet. Everywhere is his eyes and mouth and faces. And Shrutimaloke, he's hearing everything all around the world. There are no secrets. Krishna hears every secret. He hears every lie. Krishna hears every lie. He hears every truth. And it's recorded. So therefore you pray, oh Krishna, please show me the way. Show me to my guru. Then Krishna will help you. He always helps. What do they say? God helps those who help themselves. So helping yourself means to pray to God. What help can we do? How can I help myself? If I'm drowning in the ocean, I don't know swimming. Okay, I help myself. God helps those who help themselves. But I'm drowning. So, which means he helps those who realize, he helps those who realize that to help themselves, only God can do it. Only God can help me. Only Krishna can save me. They say in Hindi, you must be knowing, bachao. Gaur bachao. Some politician, his name was Gaur bachao. In Russia, he's a Pradhan Mantri 20 years ago. So we devotees got a kick out of that because we thought everybody in Russia, because everyone's always saying Modi, Modi, Modi. In India, everyone's always talking about President Trump or Modi. People always talk about their leaders. So there, the leader's name was Gaur. And everyone's saying, Gaur, bachao. Gaur, bachao. Oh, because we're Gaudias, so we thought that all the Russian people were saying, oh, Gauranga, oh, Gaurachandra, oh, Lord Chaitanya, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, please save us. Bachao means save me, save me, save me. I'm drowning. And it's Baba Sagar. I'm drowning in the Baba Sindhu, this ocean of birth and death, disease and old age. Krishna, save me. Gauranga bachao, Krishna bachao. So, like that. We can help ourselves by praying to Krishna to help us. That's real. Because it says, God helps those. This is some Christian statement. I don't think it's in our Shastras. God helps those who help themselves. So helping yourself, yourself is your Atma, Jivatma, not Hankar. Not Hankar, not Man, not Man, not Buddhi, not Hankar. And it's not your Vasanas, and not your Icha and Vasanas and Sanskaras. That's the Atma, which everything is hanging on, the Atma, supported by the Atma, maintained by the Atma and Paramatma, Krishna. So when you're helping yourself means, oh Krishna, I am, myself is part of you. So please help me. Please save me. Please guide me. Please be merciful unto me. So many millions and thousands of prayers like this. So you can formulate and speak your own prayer to Krishna, Hindi or Russian or whatever language you have. Krishna, I'm drowning. Please save me. I'm drowning in ignorance. I'm drowning in envy. I'm drowning in anger. I'm drowning in desire. I'm drowning in agitation, whatever. Everyone's drowning in this world. Radhe.